Good morning, Faith family. We are truly excited to go further with you this morning on some things we heard this past Sunday, and also just, you know, reminisce a little bit. We're in, Kurt was telling us earlier, what is it, 23?
This is number 24.
Number 24. We've done 24 episodes of Further, and time has gotten away from us. Time has flown, and it's been a joy to get to do this little production that we're doing. So I just want to hit pause for a minute and talk about how we got here. I know we've remembered that and reminisced on that, but this truly has been a God thing from start to finish. Getting involved or getting more involved, looking to get more involved with our faith family here at Beaumont's First Baptist Church. We were, Ryan and I, we were just looking for an opportunity to serve and equip members of our faith family to be the church, as the sign says, as we leave this campus. And talking with Dr. Moody, he wanted to have more of a social presence on Facebook or whatever it is. Right. And two worlds really collided in that in a really beautiful way. And here we are two seasons later. When I think about this, Ryan, tell me if you agree, I consider Further an overflow ministry. And I say that because when I consider and survey all that God has done in my life, we were singing the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, this past Sunday. And, you know, and it's amazing how an old hymnal like that, there's a lot of amazing new songs out there, but a lot of times those old hymnals will just grab you.
It's tough to beat the classics, man.
I know. It says exactly what I was feeling, and that's the testimony. God has been so faithful. When I think about the last decade of my life, and the men that I jotted down a few from our home group, you know, even getting involved in my first home group with Cody Heath and Jody Bressenhan and then Guider, Evan, Jay, Ethan, Scott, Paul, of course you, I think about, Bo Tallarita and Alex. So the guys that God has placed in my life, and pulled me along and invited me further in this deal we call Christianity. I'm so thankful for. And I'm so fired up to encourage folks, whether it be in our community groups, whether it be a discipleship group, whether it be this production, to go and be the church, because there's so much life to be had there.
Yeah, there is. There is. We were a part of a ministry together prior to Further. And God, I tell you what, He never misses an opportunity, does He?
No.
We were both praying about what's next.
Yeah.
We've done this. It was amazing. It was a perfect time in our life, that season of life. But when you step into ministry for Christ, whether that's something officially or unofficially, God will keep pulling you in for a reason, for a purpose.
And you better hold on.
That's right. That's right. And I think this was an example of that. That God opened this door and said, this is what I want you to do next.
Yeah.
And that has opened so many, like you mentioned, opportunities for other people to come on this show, for other people to engage and be not only more involved in FBC Beaumont, but further in being the church throughout the other 6 days of the week beyond Sunday, which is what our hope is here.
Yeah.
I think about, as you mentioned, the men that we have now become engaged with in our home group, or even out beyond that. So if you are someone who's on the fence about a ministry, again, officially or unofficially, doesn't have to have a name on it, doesn't have to be a podcast, God wants you to take that step, because He will work in you and work through you. And I think this is an example of that.
Amen. Yeah. Despite ourselves, despite our brokenness, if we just, there's a saying out there, let go and let God. I don't like that saying. Because
tell us why.
I don't think that's accurate. I think it's let God and hold on. And maybe I'm in the weeds there.
I like it.
But when you say yes to whether it be a tangible ministry that you can actually serve in and be a part of, or just saying yes to what the Spirit's saying in you, and spending that time in the Word and carving out moments to spend with your Savior, you better hold on, because God is going to do something mighty in you despite your past, your guilt. There's a lot of brokenness in all of our lives, but God has already forgiven you.
Yeah.
And He wants to do something special in you, through you, if you just hold on.
Yeah. Yeah. So we plug a lot of different resources, a lot of different ministries here on Further. And I just, again, if you're not a part of a home group or actively a part of a home group, I strongly encourage it, because it is something that for us, I know it continues to strengthen our faith, but it also, for me personally, it has just strengthened my boldness Christ and sharing Christ and talking about things I'm doing here at FBC Beaumont or different things we're involved with friends. So we have an annual golf tournament with my company. It's a blast. It's called the Southern Cup. It's usually in Louisiana every year. And we, connecting our home group with that, in Romans right now, we are studying or in our home group, we're studying Romans. And this past right. Sunday, we were in chapters 15 and 16. And Paul is talking about this brethren that he runs into literally in a different country, crossing thousands of miles of land. And just because someone else is a brother in Christ, they accept him into their home for about a week. I learned about this after this golf tournament from this past weekend, and I was sharing with some of my coworkers about this that we're involved in. They said, "Man, I love that idea. I'm going to bring it back to our church and see if they're interested in doing something like that." And then just sharing this and sharing about just again Easter Sunday that we had the big Easter egg hunt at the Rogers Park. There was a guy I was playing golf with who we've never talked about faith, and it opened up this entire conversation about he's on the fence. He was raised in the Catholic Church. His wife was raised Lutheran, and they're just not sure about it. And so it just opened up this dialogue that would never have happened had God and the Holy Spirit not been working in me through our community group to just have conversations about this that doesn't feel unnatural. Just the more you kind of right. work it into those conversations, the doors that God will open up for you to share and just engage others is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, when this becomes your normal life, the other day, Doc was at... he was somewhere and he mentioned home group and someone was like, "Well, what's home group?" And just an opportunity yes. to talk about, well, why do we do this? Mm-hmm. And, those conversations will naturally come up. And yeah. so being ready and able to talk about what the Lord's doing in your life yeah. is plentiful.
Yeah. Well, what the Lord is doing in our life here is also connected to what Dr. Moody talked about this past Sunday. Yeah. We're still in Song of Solomon,
yep.
right? And we talked about, again, conflict this past Sunday, part two, which, Bo, I don't know about you, but it has been an eye-opener for me personally about how to handle conflict better, not just with Allison, my spouse, but with loved ones as well, because I'm not good at it right now.
I'm taking so many notes on how to respond better yes. to specifically my spouse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it made me think about something that I know is a passion of mine that I try to guard against. And Allison and I talk about it, and we see it sometimes in public and in social settings where you're in this, whether it's with friends or with family at a dinner, whatever it might be, and you have an opportunity to either uplift or pick apart your spouse, I'll yep. call it. And it hurts me when I see that. And maybe you've seen it in your life with friends or family before. But honestly, I think it speaks more about the picker than the picky, if you will, because it's, we hear from the Bible about Christ's relationship with the church is the same that a husband should have with his wife, right. In the marriage. And in Ephesians, Paul talks about, "For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it just as Christ does the church." So if that relationship is about love and cherishing it, shouldn't we do the same with our spouse? Does God want us to be in these settings where we have an opportunity to uplift or tear down our spouse and we use our spouse as a stepping stool, right, to make ourselves look better? I mean, that you saw it, sure, a lot in grade school, right, with the bullies or with friends just in that setting. But gosh, to do that routinely with your spouse, especially in that public setting too, it's something that does not speak love, right? And we want to speak love, especially with non-believers and being the church out in public. And a great way to do that is with your spouse. But you're doing the opposite if you use that opportunity to tear them down.
Right? Yeah. Not only what we say about her, but what we say about the covenant of marriage as yeah. well. You'll hear so many times, especially for non-believers, they'll kick around the old ball and chain
yeah.
or RIP, oh, so-and-so is getting married. And for us as believers to be countercultural in that and say, no. Not only is this the best decision I could possibly make in my life, mm-hmm. but continuously bragging on her and elevating her and in the process, edifying her, drawing not only her closer to Christ and speaking that truth into her life of no, this is who you are,
yeah.
But also modeling that for a lost world of no, that's not how we talk about our spouse. I think that's incredibly important.
Absolutely. And even if there is a conflict with your spouse, do what Jesus did. You know, we both love The Chosen. If you haven't watched it, they're recording season three right now. I think it's actually they're done recording. They're now in production. But I loved one of the scenes where they had Big John and Little John, and Jesus had to discipline them.
Yeah.
But it was done in private, right? It was not done in public. And so segueing that into another point I love Dr. Moody brought up on Sunday was around this combined topic of communication and forgiveness. And I know this is something that I have some work to do on my end when it comes to communicating in those times of conflict, because I get fired up in the moment. And what God has revealed to me through the Holy Spirit is that I need to give myself some time to breathe before I react to that, right? And that's another point that Moody has said a few times through the Song of Solomon is don't respond in the moment. Respond with love. Respond the way God would, right, in that moment. And I'm so thankful Allison has a forgiving heart, because I've responded quickly and incorrectly so many times. And it reminded me of how much I think Allison is like Mary of Bethany in the Bible. And if you don't remember, Mary of Bethany was the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus, who Jesus brought back from the dead, a close friend of his. And while Jesus was at Mary's home, she decided to use this expensive oil to clean his feet. And I know we've got a lot of essential oils fans out there. Think of this like the most expensive essential oils you can have.
They all are expensive.
That's right. That's right. And she's got this bucket of it, right? And she's saving it for some moment. She uses it to clean Jesus's feet. And she actually catches some flack for that from Judas Iscariot, who he says, you know, you could have sold that and used the profits to give to the poor. And Jesus shuts it down, right? Yeah. He says, you know what? Mary is looking beyond just what the culture says to do or just what others would say to do. She's capitalizing on this moment with me, and she is serving me in this moment. And it reminds me of Allison, because she does not keep her eyes on what's temporary, what's of this world. She keeps her mind on what's permanent. And for me and in our relationship, that is forgiving me in that moment. Even when I don't deserve that forgiveness, even when I'm saying things that even in the moment, as soon as it come out of my mouth, I regret them, right? And she has that permanent mindset. And I'm just so thankful for that, Allison. So thank you for not giving up on me, right? Because that's what God has for us. He's not giving up on us.
Yeah. And I got to eat crow here a minute. I guess that's where that expression comes from of let go and let God, and just dealing with forgiveness. And truly, that there's so much beauty in that. Like you mentioned with Allison and how she handles situations with you, which I know you put your foot in your mouth a lot. That is truly the mark of Christianity. Let go and let God. I love when Dr. Moody says, this is Christianity. Because I'm ignorant and I need little moments like that. What is Christianity? This is Christianity. Forgiveness. That's the testimony for us. That's what God did for us. I'm going to butcher it, but he said something to the tune of, there is no one you can forgive more, or you need to forgive more than God has already forgiven you.
Yeah.
Right. That turn the table and remember what God did for you and what he excused in you and what he pardoned in you. In myself, not you. There is so much wrong in me. I'm the chief sinner, right? As Paul said, and God has already forgiven me. And when we model that as a spouse, as a friend, as a neighbor, that is demonstrating the gospel in a beautiful way. And that is Christianity at its best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Moody talked a little bit about that on Sunday around letting go of our pain, of our hurt, even when we haven't been offered an apology.
Right.
Right. And maybe
before
it's
offered.
That's right. That's right. Colossians 3:13, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. There it is right there. It's in black and white. Yeah. This isn't up for debate. I know we get in these conversations a lot of time. Well, should I forgive them? You know, they did this or that. Like there's some formula. Like, no, it's there. It that tells you what to do.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
next season.
Yes. Right?
I know that's where you're going. We're excited about next season. We're going to take a break for the summer and we'll pick up season three, I don't know, August, September, somewhere in there. And we have a takeaway. We have a quick takeaway for you and a long-term takeaway to consider. The quick takeaway is if there's anyone in your life, if we're having this conversation about forgiveness, it was stirring in your heart on Sunday, be proactive in that. Reach out to that person. Make it right, because there's no better modeling of Christ-likeness than when we forgive an apology is given.
Yes.
The other side of that coin is the long-term. If you... if you know somebody who's just boiling over with what the Lord's doing in their life and they're fired up, again, that's how this ministry began for Ryan and I and Kurt too. We were excited about what the Lord is doing, and we couldn't seek out enough places to share that with folks. We're excited about this and getting further involved. If you know somebody like that and you want to nominate them, maybe to be a host of this show, this isn't intended to be the Bo and Ryan show. In fact, we want nothing more than the opposite. We would love to see some new faces in here. And so if you know who that might be, who might be a good fit for that, nominate them. Send us a message on Facebook, an email, whatever it may be. You want to add to that?
Yeah, we would love to talk with them. Yeah. As Bo mentioned, we did not create this just for ourselves. We created it for you, and we created it to get it off the ground, to get it going. So if you have someone in mind who has a heart for the Lord, who you believe would be a good fit for this, we would love to chat with him about that.
For Ryan and I, as we move forward, we're passionate about being the church. That sign, as you leave our campus every Sunday, whenever it is, that is what we're passionate about. So we're going to continue doing that, whether it's on this screen or in community group or whatever it is. We're excited about what's next and what the Lord is doing in our lives. But with that being said, we want to thank you for another season, for coming further with us. But without reservation, we want to invite you to go and be the church.